It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I have a couple of guests for us today, Stacy Ingstead, as well as Lewis Leggy, who are joining us on the show today. And of course, we've got a fundraiser to talk about, the Barnes County Historical Society. The annual Pancake Fundraiser comes up on Monday the 19th. We'll get to that in a little bit. Stacy, let's talk first a little bit about the World War II Heritage City, Valley City. We've got quite an ownership, like Louis mentioned, within the whole county, within the whole community, of this designation that we received as the only state or city in North Dakota to receive it. And there's a lot of reasons that I see that you have in front of you there, Stacy.
Right. Yeah. Valley City, so we've been trying to get the word out that Valley City has been designated as a World War II Heritage City by the National Park Service. For the profound impact that our community had during World War II. So this is a program that, like, as I said, is through the National Park Service, and they then will have it on all their information. What we're hoping is that people will want us to go visit all the World War II designated cities in all the states as kind of an adventure. And we're hoping that brings people to Valley City to show them not only the beauty of our community, but the strength of the people in this community.
Yeah.
And so there's, it's really an interesting program. And like you said, there's so much information and our community members should be very proud of the people who lived here before us, from everything from Mercy Hospital ran a cadet nursing program. Valley City State had a Navy program. The Mill Dam had a contract. The Sisters of Presentation, who are out at Maryvale, they had involvement with some different parts. And it's almost overwhelming to me as I continue to learn about all the different ways organizations and individuals in this community had a worldwide impact.
It's amazing because per capita, you know, Barnes County isn't that, population-wise, isn't, you know, one of the biggest counties in North Dakota, but it's not one of the smallest either. But per capita, the people who participated in World War II is just an amazing story by itself. I know I've had a chance to talk with Wes and you, Stacy, as well, to talk about that. We can get into a few more details on that, but boy, coming up this summer, it'll be great because everything should be ready by this summer. One of the individuals who's in charge of making that happen, these kiosks that started showing up this fall around Valley City, is Lewis Leggy. So tell us, that's a lot of hard work that you've been put into these kiosks, and tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, it's probably a lot of work, but I think it's a very worthwhile project. History is, it's amazingly interesting, and like Stacy said, we're learning new things all the way through this. There's new discoveries almost weekly.
That's something.
We will have are working on a talking QR code thing, and stuff like that. And Mary Lee's in charge of that. She does a good job on that. But otherwise, it's there's going to be a trail laid out. So that people can have a route, so to speak, and take in everything. Other than that, I guess we have this large selfie sign, we call it, that will be fairly portable, actually quite portable, and it'll be for tourists or townspeople that want to take their picture with a family. It's big enough, the family can gather around it. They can take a picture on it. And that being said, that kind of leads into the pancake fundraiser. We'll have that set up out there, and people can take a picture out there if they wish.
Oh, so. During the Eagles Club, during the fundraiser, huh?
Yep.
On the 19th, huh?
Yep.
You'll have that?
Yep.
Okay. And then we can learn more, too, about how this is going to be laid out, this trail. I know we've talked, I've talked with Mary Lee as well, and it should be ready this summer. We want it ready for our rally in the valley and community days, right?
Absolutely. Yeah?
Yep.
That's
absolutely
the goal, right?
Right.
Yep. So.
Yeah, and a lot of people who maybe don't have family in Valley City anymore may have a connection to some of the people who were, you know, who had an impact in World War II in our community. So to have that ready so that people can walk through and remember mm-hmm. and honor the efforts of all those people is very important. And like Louis said, you know, history is important. And all of us who serve on, you know, who volunteer time on the museum board, it's because that is exactly why.
Yeah.
We feel like it's important to remember.
Absolutely.
It's like the lore of the Highline Bridge. I remember when I was a kid growing up here, you know, everybody talked about how they had to protect the Highline Bridge during World War II, and I didn't realize it actually was a thing.
It was a thing, yeah.
There was a guard that protected the Highline Bridge.
Yeah, there was machine gun nests.
Yes, yeah.
Protecting the Highline Bridge.
Yes, yep. There was.
So, and that's the thing, and, you know, it's funny you mentioned Stacy and Louis talking about how 80 years has passed since the end of World War II, but yet, as the years or days go by, we learn new stories, and not just, you know, around the world or whatever, but here in Barnes County, we're learning new stories about people, what they did, and how they contributed. So that makes this project so much special as a World War II Heritage City. Let's talk a little bit about the fundraiser that comes up. Now, it's pancakes, Swedish pancakes, traditional pancakes, but what goes on top of those pancakes? This man over here, Louis Leggy, of course, we introduced box elder syrup to the community a couple of years ago. You've got a couple new syrups to introduce that I taste tested earlier right here on KOVC, and they're delicious. Tell us about, we know about the box elder, but tell us about the two new ones, Louis.
The two new ones, one is almost everybody, or at least we used to, everybody had a rhubarb in their backyard. And it's been made into pies, cakes, and various other kinds of toppings and stuff. But I was looking for a real syrup. So I went through a bunch of hocus pocus here on the recipe and stuff. Anyways, we'll have rhubarb syrup on hand for those that are adventurous to try it. I made as much as I could, but we'll see how long it lasts and run before it runs out. So come early. That's all I can say. And then the other one I've been experimenting with this flavor for a while is aronia berries. That's the new favorite antioxidant. You're going to live forever, okay?
It's full of antioxidants.
That's right.
It's healthy syrup.
And that's a good thing.
The other name for that aronia berry is chokeberry. It's not a chokeberry. Chokeberry.
Okay.
Anyways, that too I've made into a syrup, and both of those flavors are real high-impact flavors. They're very intense, so they need to be calmed down. And
and you've done the calming
kinda
down.
Well, yeah. Kind of like all of us.
It's like a big science project. It's interesting to me, you know. And it's also so people know that we have these things that we can utilize and make into delicious products right here, you know. And we'll have the box elder syrup and conventional Mrs. Buttersworth syrup for those that are not adventurous, okay?
Traditional syrup, traditional pancakes, along with Swedish pancakes, and some sausage as well.
Yes.
So,
yep.
And absolutely. That comes up on Monday the 19th at the Eagles Club. And $10 suggested donation per person. The proceeds benefiting the museum?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
we'll probably start serving about 4:30. Sometimes people are there early. We start cooking fairly early, try to be a relaxed affair. You don't want to run while you're eating,
type
thing, and go till 7. So, and you can come back for seconds. We're not regulating that.
It's all you can eat.
All you can eat. Now, just so you know, I have, for the last few years, taste tested the box elder syrup. It's really, really good. And I kind of liken it to more of a maple because it's related to the maple tree. That's how it tastes to me. And I just tested a few minutes ago the Arona Berry syrup. That's wonderful. You did a wonderful blend and mix on that.
Thank you.
The rhubarb, you did more of a like consistency like of a Carol syrup, so people are familiar with that. That's kind of the consistency that I got out of that with a wonderful rhubarb taste. So
Very good tongue coater.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your testimonial. And you got those three syrups that Louis makes and then the traditional syrups as well. Yeah. So lots to choose from.
And just a good opportunity to get out, support, a great thing in our community. And I think sometimes in January, the weather gets cold and we don't have as many opportunities to interact socially with each other. So it's a great evening just to sit, visit, share a meal, and connect with other community members.
Kick out those winter blues, Stacy. All right. Sounds good.
We're very lucky to have a facility like the Eagles to utilize for this. I mean, it's a great mm-hmm. place. So.
Super. All right. Thanks for joining us today on the show.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks.
You bet. Louis Legge, as well as Stacy Inkstead, our guests. And keep in mind, the Barnes County Historical Society's annual Pancake Feed fundraiser is going to be on Monday, January 19th. At the Valley City Eagles Club. They'll start serving at 4:30 and run till 7 o'clock. There's our show for today.